House Democrats are threatening to withhold dues from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee following their spending decisions in California primaries. The DCCC spent $135,000 backing a candidate who ultimately lost to progressive Randy Villegas in what Democrats consider a key battleground district.
This represents a significant breakdown in party coordination. When sitting House members are willing to withhold financial support from their own party's campaign committee, it indicates deep dissatisfaction with leadership strategy and candidate selection processes.
The underlying issue is ideological tension within the Democratic coalition. Progressive candidates like Villegas are winning primaries despite establishment opposition, which suggests that Democratic primary voters are more progressive than party leadership anticipated. This creates strategic challenges for general election competitiveness.
Meanwhile, polling shows that 63% of Americans now disapprove of Trump's economic performance, which represents a record high for disapproval on economic issues. Given that economic performance typically drives electoral outcomes, these numbers would normally suggest significant political vulnerability.
But the electoral map is more complex than simple approval ratings suggest. The NRCC reports that Democrats have lost 275,000 registered voters in battleground House districts since 2024, erasing what was previously a 733,000 voter registration advantage and giving Republicans a slim lead heading into the midterms.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is navigating a particularly delicate situation with the main Senate race. She's calling allegations against Democratic nominee Plattner hard to stomach, while still framing the race as a choice between Plattner and Republican Susan Collins. This highlights how scandals force politicians to balance principle against partisan strategy.
Plattner won the main Democratic primary and will face Collins in the fall, but the allegations AOC referenced create campaign vulnerabilities that Republicans will certainly exploit. Democratic strategists have to decide whether to fully support a compromised nominee or risk losing a potentially winnable Senate seat.
The Trump administration is shifting strategy on voter citizenship checks amid ongoing legal fights. A Monday Department of Justice filing walked back plans to use the SAVE database, while the Department of Homeland Security still aims to provide states with citizenship data by June 30th.
This reflects the practical challenges of implementing immigration and voting policies that sound straightforward in political rhetoric, but face legal and administrative obstacles in practice. The administration wants to appear tough on immigration while avoiding court defeats that would undermine their broader policy agenda.
In South Carolina, Lindsey Graham won the GOP Senate primary without a runoff, avoiding what could have been a divisive intra-party contest. But in Texas, Senator John Cornyn says he won't campaign for Ken Paxton in the Senate race, where a new poll shows Democrat James Tallarico leading Republican Paxton by 3 points.
The Texas situation illustrates how personal animosity within the Republican Party can create electoral opportunities for Democrats. When sitting Republican senators won't support their party's nominee, it suggests either serious ethical concerns about the candidate or deeper factional divisions within the state party.
Florida Governor DeSantis is arguing that voter-approved anti-gerrymandering rules are unconstitutional, which represents a direct challenge to ballot initiatives that passed with broad public support. This creates tension between populist democracy and partisan advantage that both parties face when ballot measures constrain their electoral strategies.
The broader pattern across these stories is that traditional party coordination and discipline are breaking down at both state and national levels. When House Democrats withhold campaign committee dues, when Republican senators won't support their party's nominees, and when governors challenge voter-approved constitutional amendments, it suggests that normal political processes are under stress.
Vice President Vance is calling the LA mayoral primary pretty shady after incumbent Mayor Pratt's ouster, which indicates that even local elections are becoming flashpoints for national political figures. The nationalization of local politics makes governance more difficult, but provides more opportunities for political messaging and coalition building.